and back to what is a buckaroo, to me, the best buckaroos that I've been around, and I've tried to practice it, obviously, because I believed in it, was not only the mental relationship that you develop with your horse, but also the mental relationship that you use or develop with the cattle that you're handling. And that's different than what you commonly see working cattle in a more confined area, in pastures or in feedlots or whatnot. Working cattle on open range, if you got some wild cattle, you know, half a mile away from you up on the side of a hill that are starting to move off the wrong direction or something, you can't just put the hammer down and go put the mash on and bring them back. Your horse will be give out, and if you don't kind of get in the proper position, they're going to get away from you. And we see that happen quite a bit with people that aren't experienced on the open range in the buckaroo tradition. But that's something, again, that you can see somebody that's been raised as a buckaroo, the way he handles cattle outside, if he's using a lot of psychology with them cattle and his horses, that's something that you learn. You can't learn it from a book. You can't learn it from a videotape. Somebody can help point it out, but you have to be there and experience it to really learn it. It's like identifying flavors or a taste or something, because every situation is going to be different too. But the way you handle them cattle this fall, together in that certain country, it won't be exactly the same next fall when you come back together the same cattle out of the same country. There's going to be factors that are going to change it slightly. Basically, it might be the same, but it's going to be different.